Welcome to NYC Now, your source for local news in and around New York City from WNYC. It's Thursday, May 2nd. Here's the morning headlines from Michael Hill.
Some City College students say final exams and graduation are the last things on their minds after NYPD officers arrested more than 170 pro-Palestinian protesters on the CCNY campus. A group of City College students waited outside of NYPD headquarters yesterday, welcoming the release of demonstrators. CCNY junior Aya Abdallah was not arrested, but went there to support those who were.
What we're focused on right now is like trying to get people who have been arrested out of processing as quickly as possible and making sure they have legal support afterwards.
Abdallah says protest organizers are claiming some demonstrators were hurt during the arrest, but Mayor Adams says police acted professionally and that no one was hurt. The college says all classes will take place remotely until further notice. Campus buildings remain shuttered to all but essential workers. The tab for hundreds of millions of dollars in migrant costs are on the line today in arguments in state Supreme Court in Manhattan. The Adams administration says bus companies should help pay for the care of migrants they transported to the city, primarily at the direction of the governor of Texas. The city cites a little-known state law that bars sending needy people into the state to make them a so-called public charge. Bus company attorneys say the state law is unconstitutional, and New York Civil Liberties Union attorney Beth Haroles agrees. She's filed a brief opposing the city's claim.
Everyone who is within the United States is entitled to certain rights, certain fundamental rights of travel and the right to exist, life, liberty, and the pursuit of freedom, right?
Attorneys for the city called Texas's busing policy a unique plan to break the city's social services system. In sports overnight, the New York Knicks will try once again to move on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. That takes place tonight. They'll face the 76ers in Philadelphia. Tip-off is at 9, a later start than usual for any East Coast rivals. The Knicks could have closed things out at Madison Square Garden the other night, but lost an overtime thriller. Now the NBA says referees missed a couple of calls late in the game and in OT that may have changed the outcome Tuesday night, just as in Game 2, which the Knicks won last week. If the Knicks lose tonight, the series will go to a winner-take-all deciding Game 7 on Saturday night at the Garden. 53 and cloudy now, patchy fog this morning, gradually clearing and a high of 83, and then a low around 57 tonight. We cool off tomorrow to 67.
Thanks for listening. This is NYC Now from WNYC. Be sure to catch us every weekday, three times a day, for your top news headlines and occasional deep dives. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you this afternoon.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.